largest fraud, white-collar investigation in the history of Indianapolis FBI. But, I mean, you know, he was on TV. He was a playboy. He was, I mean, this is 5,000 victims, and he was spending this money. I mean, at any point in time, you know, watching this happen, I mean, he's clearly a big name. What were your thoughts just as a U.S. attorney you knew were going to be handling this case?
Well, I'm not sure that this is we're talking about a period of 16 to 18 months that the department is involved in. I mean, you don't look at every individual until they come across some radar screen. I think all during that period of time, I think we were concerned and we were working as fast as we could, as diligently we could, acknowledging that was the situation.
Tim, is it possible to characterize the pain or suffering that his alleged victims went through?
I couldn't possibly. I mean, I can't possibly stand here and purport to feel what they feel. I just can't.
But I mean, it just financially, maybe not put an emotion to it, but just financially, I mean,
substantial.
Did you come across cases where people were financially ruined? Explain that for us.
No, I mean, there are people who are severely hurt as a result of this. We know that. We acknowledge it. I mean, and that's something that that you know and consider all the time. Yes. Absolutely. I can't, I wouldn't, and I don't think anybody here would put themselves in the place of somebody that's had such a thing done to them. I couldn't tell you how I'd feel.
Mr. Durham has said over and over again that he is innocent of any wrongdoing, any criminal wrongdoing. Is there any chance that he did not know that what he was doing was a crime?
The presumption of innocence is with him, and until we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt you know, he remains innocent in the eyes of the law. So that's all I can tell you.
But I guess what I'm asking is there a possibility that he transferred funds, did not intentionally commit a crime?
The nature of crime is that there's some intention to it. So, I mean, if the allegations are proven beyond a reasonable doubt, that will satisfy what you're asking. And all I can tell you is that he's going to have his day in court, and we're going to have ours, and then we'll see what happens.
Can you open, sir? Extradition, sir, are you asking for him to be returned to Indianapolis, and when will he return?
He will return to Indianapolis, and I don't know exactly when that will be. Because it's in federal court out there, he'll get back here.
What is the status of the three gentlemen at this hour?
Cochran and Snow.
They had their initial appearances just a short while ago and have been released.
On bond, sir?
This district does not typically ask for bond. It's a policy of the magistrate, and so no bond was imposed.
They're on electronic monitoring.
That's true.
Yeah, they're on electronic monitoring, so it's the standard kinds of conditions. Mr. Durham, however, is in Los Angeles, and I don't think he's had his initial appearance yet. So he's going to have his initial appearance.
So he'll be brought back here and then released from here. He won't be released there.
Those issues are still up in the air.
Could you describe the circumstances surrounding his arrest today, his reaction, his demeanor?
I believe all that we can say is the arrest was accomplished in Los Angeles without incident.
At his home.
What about the other two?
At their residence without incident.
You tell us time of day. I mean, early morning.
Early morning.
Is Mr. Durham at a federal facility being held, or is he at county lockup?
You know, I don't know that. He will be taken before any decisions are made on release to the federal court there in Los Angeles. I don't know where he's being held pending that hearing. But our understanding is that hearing has not been conducted yet.
Did your investigators determine if there are any assets that could be seized to pay back the alleged victims?
Well, as you know, the bankruptcy trustee in Ohio has conducted his investigation and has seized certain assets. At this point, all I can say is that we have made an allegation to forfeit whatever assets equal to the amount of money taken may be found, and that investigation will continue.
Tim, is it possible for an individual, based on the years of experience you gentlemen have all had in the Justice Department being involved in law enforcement, for an individual to engage in this type of behavior, not specifically speaking to Mr. Durham, and think that this is all okay, that the rules allow for these types of transfers and money and property to be used, without any sort of criminal penalty attachment to it.
That would be putting words in Mr. Durham's mouth, and any defendant likely situated, I can't do that.
Can you tell us if this agency will continue to investigate other Durham enterprises and operations, such as his involvement with CellStar and Brightpoint?
Well, as you know, the Department of Justice does not acknowledge investigations. We're talking about this investigation today, but I can assure you that the Department of Justice will take whatever we find wherever the evidence leads us.